the sounds that you're hearing, little pink, 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 most of that is white-throated sparrow. There's also a few other little high, kind of vague little sounds. I also hear a red-eyed vireo. He's making little musical phrases. And I'm afraid the sound is softer than these pink, pink call notes of the white-throated sparrows. I don't think I'm going to be able to get close enough to that red-eyed vireo. It just keeps moving through the trees. But red-eyed vireos are very vocal all summer long. I mean, they just sing all the time, and even into the fall. Now it's pretty late and they're moving. And they're like warblers. They're going to go pretty far south to get away from the cold. They're insect eaters, and they aren't hardy up here at all. So none of them linger. If they stay here, they die. So they're on the move. There's a ruby-crowned kinglet also making a few. There, that was a ruby-crowned kinglet. Just a part of his song. He's also making that little did-a-dit, did-a-dit scold sound. But the birds are moving so fast, I have to keep kind of chasing them a little further into the woods to get any sound. You know, if the bird will keep doing it, there's a deep kind of a chirp, chirp. It's like a call note. I'm actually watching the bird. This is a thrush. It's a hermit thrush. It makes this wonderful chirp sound. They all have songs besides these noises. They tend to be brown on the back and spotty on the breast. But the thing to look for to tell one from another is that if he's bobbing his tail up and down, it's probably a hermit thrush. Of the thrushes, this is the one that sort of bounces his tail up and down all the time. Thrushes are moving out, just as are robins and bluebirds. They're all in the same group. I'm watching him right now. He's bobbing his tail up and down. Apparently not going to chuck at me anymore. I'm in a little flock of birds. Actually, I see a bunch of crows flying overhead. They're heading south, too. Just counted 20 crows. October's their month. And quite often you'll see the sky just filled with one after another after another. They just seem to stream through all day long. This little flock, so far the only thing close enough are chickadees. Although I'm hearing a little high sound. It looks to be a golden-crowned kinglet. Not an extremely distinctive sound, just a kind of a high little bird sound. For whatever reason, known only to chickadees, chickadees love to flock up with these other birds. So quite often you'll have a group of mixed birds. You'll have the chickadees, which really aren't going to go very far south. They're going to be here at our winter feeders, in fact. And you'll have highly migratory birds, things like vireos and warblers that are going to go way far away. They're going to go way south. But chickadees just like to do that. So when you hear chickadees in a flock, it often pays to look at the flock a little more carefully. You may see other birds. Thanks for joining me. This is Molly Hoffman from some trails not too far from Lake Superior for WTIP.